Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Grant LaBeouf is here. Grant has become a great member of our Brain Trust, joining us all the way from London, England, where he says it's cold there, which is redundant this time of year in London. Just say it's London. He's the founder of Sticky Marketing Club, LTD. And so sales and marketing expertise company. He's the author of Digital Selling and Sticky Marketing and Stickier Marketing. How about that? He's our good friend, Grant LaBeouf. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Sammy. It's good to be back, Jim. Thanks.
Always a pleasure to have you here, Grant. So social media is came about in a time that I call the age of the customer, because relevance, meaning what's important to the customer, has trumped the competitive model that we knew for 10,000 years. You and I, Grant, grew up in a world where you need to be competitive, and that's really all you talked about. That's all you thought about. How do I outcompete my competitor? And if I outcompete my competitor, the customers will buy. You know, it's a natural law that they'll buy from me. But that's still important, but it's no longer number one. Now, as you pointed out in an article that you wrote, it's all about the customer, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're living in a world now where customers have unprecedented choice. There's just so much choice everywhere they go. And also what the World Wide Web and social media to a lesser extent has done as well is given them ways to access that information and access that choice. So, yeah, we're living in an age of customer empowerment. I absolutely agree.
Well, and so consequently, the next level of behavior in that is to realize that with customers not only having this power – and having so many choices, no one wakes up anymore in the morning and says to themselves, I need a certain thing. I wonder if I'll get it exactly like I wanted at the exact price I wanted. Nobody wakes up thinking that anymore. They know they can get it. They know they can get it how they want it and probably the price they want to pay. And so if they know that, then how do they make a decision among 100 options? There's some other level of decision-making above that, and that's what you talk about in the article, which is make your marketing about them. But they're not concerned about whether your product is going to work or not. They assume that's going to work or that you're going to have the right price. They want to know, do they even want to do business with you or not?
Yeah, absolutely. So you're touching on two very important points there, I think, Jim. One is, as you said, make your marketing about them. So in social, we always talk about make your customer the hero. The more that you make it about them, their hopes, their dreams, their aspirations, what they want to achieve, their successes, the more you can do that, the more it resonates and the more they share it as well on the platforms, which means, you spread the word about yourself in the most credible way, which is obviously having customers and prospects as advocates. And the other thing is that because they've got so much choice now, one of the ironies of having so much choice is that initial search, they'll often narrow it down to a small number of companies just mm-hmm. because it's almost overarching to have all this choice. And therefore, today, it's the companies with your attention that win. If you can get the attention of your marketplace in advance of any purchase, you automatically end up in their buying set. And the way to do that is to make sure that your messaging on those platforms really gives people value. Insight,
and this is where I worry, Grant, increasingly, every day that goes by, I worry about small businesses' ability to compete against the raw power, soon to be quantum power, the raw power that the big companies, Amazon and others, have, and their ethics, the ethics behind that power, I'm worried about just that raw, that sheer enormity of their power to manipulate and to have information and to slice it and dice it and to granularize it in little bitty pieces wherever your eyes may look. And small businesses don't have that ability. Are you concerned about that for small businesses?
It's interesting what you're saying, because I think that there are two things going on here. I think that when you look at some of the big companies, the Amazons, the Googles, the Facebooks, I think the power that they have is quite worrying, and I think there are some solutions that need to be put in hand for those. But I do think the other side of that is, you know, sometimes your greatest weakness is your greatest strength. And I think for small businesses, there's a couple of things they can really do. It's targeting and segmenting your market down into a manageable size where you can really offer something very, very special. You know, a big mm-hmm. company like Amazon has to treat everybody the same. Whereas if you're just working in Austin, Texas, or you're just working, you know, in Brooklyn, New York, or wherever it is that you are, if you can really segment your market down and really bring up something really personal and value added for them in their situation, depending on how you segment your market, I think you can do something special. And I also think that you can personalize it in a way that a big business, again, because of their processes and their size, can't do that. And I know, interestingly enough, later on today, you're going to talk about video. And I think video is one of the things that a small business can use to make something very personal and align customers right to them in that way.
Right. I completely agree with that. However, would you agree with me that if you're a small business and the way you go to market and what you sell is almost exactly like what the big guys are selling, you're probably not going to make it? What do you think?
I think you're right, which is why, I mean, I agree with the premise of what you're saying, which is why I think the way that you have to make it is you can't be like the big guys.
Right.
You're correct. I agree with you. So what then you have to say is, what can I do for my marketplace that the big guys can't do?
Right.
How do I segment that market in a way that I'm servicing them in a different way?
Right.
Because you don't always compete on what you do. Sometimes you compete on how you do it.
Well, and
the how can be different because you're working for a small market.
That's right. And remember, Amazon can sell you 143 back scratchers, but they can't scratch one back. So that's something to remember, folks. Grant LaBeouf, ladies and gentlemen, the book is called Digital Selling. That's just one of his books. And he and I will be right back after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.